Hello, hello, hello. Oh boy. Well, this is your little one. And I recently hit 1,000 followers on Reddit. And the fact that that's such a crazy milestone that I have hit within 2 months. It's been less than 2 months since I started posting. This is just insane. It's marvelous, magical, just everything, all of the above. I cannot thank you enough for following and for enjoying my work. I take great pride in my work, and from people just commenting how much they love it all the way to people that are on my Subscribestar and people that have commissioned me. Oh my God, all of it just means the world to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I promised an AMA when I hit 1,000, and so here we are. So I'm going to go through and answer some questions. And I'm going to post this in full. So there's going to be the long haul audio that's going to have all the questions, and then I will also post individual links to, you know, straight to whatever questions you're most interested in. Let's fucking do this. Also, I swear a lot. and I apologize, but horrible, horrible habit that I don't work enough on, so. First question that I came up to here, from Of Fantasy and Ash. How long have you been making audios? I've been making them since I started my Reddit page. That's truly it. I discovered GWA, when someone on Twitter shared, a user from a GWA. I had no idea what any of that was. I had never thought about porn as more than a audio-visual experience. And now, here I am just scrolling down this dude's page, listening to every single thing that he made. And I was like, this is amazing. And so I thought I would go to Gone Wild Audio and see, you know, I was like, oh, I see there's like way more women on here. I'm going to listen to a few of these. And just after listening to a few, I was like, you know what? I bet I could do this. I bet I could make some pretty good stuff, actually. Because of my experience in radio, I got to really learn the ins and outs of Adobe Audition. So I knew that I would at least be able to put out something higher quality than, you know, what other people who weren't fortunate enough to have that kind of experience could produce. Absolutely not knocking any fucking user on GWA. We're all out here just having fun and doing excellent work. So yeah, I've been making audio since August 14th, 2021. Okay, so I have a lot of questions about the recording process. Okay, Archon Audio asked, how do you balance your image to your audience versus how you are as a person? Do you feel that you put on much of a character, or are you usually just being yourself? Do you ever hesitate to put out content that you're worried would be unpopular? First of all, hi, Archon. thank you for asking these questions. I debated editing that out, but I realized the question is basically, what is my personality? And there it is. but truly, I put myself out there entirely. My character is my character. My personality is everything that you read is entirely from my heart and mind. My audios thus far have been exploring kinks of my own. This is me. What you see is what you get, basically. Do you ever hesitate to put out content you're worried is unpopular? I felt that way initially, sure. And then I realized that no matter what you make, there is an audience for it. And even, you know, before that, you want to make audios because it's something you want to do, something that makes you feel good, something that you are having fun with. So if you're out here, you know, checking the number of listens or upvotes or comments, and that's what's driving you, then you're not going to have as good of a time producing. And it's possible that you will fizzle out very quickly. I love making what I make, and the moment I start to doubt myself, I just think, you know what? You're working your ass off, and I mean, your care and attention to detail really comes through, and at least one person appreciates it, and it's yourself. Underscore G underscore U underscore Y underscore or guy. How much time on average do you spend editing and refining the audio before posting? Probably too much. I am very nitpicky and am just, I'm an overthinker when it comes to how I'm sounding. And okay. So also Muy Mocha, user Muy Mocha asked, what would you say is the most difficult part of the recording process for you? So this kind of goes into that. I really hate my mouth sounds. This is going to be a very interesting thing I've never said before. I have a very wet mouth. I'm sure you can hear it along the way. I'm sure you've heard it in certain audios where I couldn't edit it very well, but just the way my mouth moves and my lips over my teeth, it's, there's a lot of the teeniest, tiniest little pops and sounds that I just want to edit out. They just bug me, man. So that's pretty much what I spend the most time going through, is just, putting on my headphones and turning up the volume unreasonably loud when I listen to my audios in the editing process, because I also hate when breaths get cut off. So I pay very close attention to detail, and I think I'm getting better as I go, paying attention to my breaths and kind of wanting to be like Tay Zonde from Chocolate Rain. I need to move away from the mic to breathe. That's a throwback reference to any of you veteran internet users. I don't know how much time on average I spend editing and refining the audio. Most audios I record, you know, all the way through, take up to about 45 minutes in recording, and then editing usually anywhere from 2 to 8 hours. Just depending on the subject. And, another thing that's really annoying is, I guess I live close enough to an airport to where I am frequently having to stop and wait for it to fly over, because I'm just really, I'm really OCD about the quality of sound. Okay, moving into a question from Emmett Bluffo. Your slapping skin sounds are really good. What's the process for recording that by yourself? It's just what it sounds like. A lot of people ask me, how do you do your sound effects? Like when you're gagging and choking and sucking, you know, what are you doing? And the fact of the matter is, I am gagging and sucking and choking. I have a toy that is, honestly my new best friend. And, I just get really into it just as I would in person, because I am all about authenticity. That's my two biggest things when recording, is wanting it to feel and sound real, and also being of high, you know, sound quality. I'm not going to be recording on my phone or anything. The very first recording I did that I uploaded was with my phone, because I was just testing the waters to see, like, is this even something people want to hear? And that was a resounding yes. So I do have a toy that I work with. The skin slapping sounds are just me fucking myself. Usually, it's like if I have my hand on the toy, and when I'm, you know, doing my thing with it, I put the microphone close, like really close to my crotch, basically, and I just kind of record the sound of my hand coming into contact with my skin. And I play around with that. Actually, I want to change my answer. The most difficult part of the recording process, the editing process mainly, is not my mouth sounds, but in fact, sex sounds. The wet sounds and the, like, skin slapping sounds, that shit, because I take it so seriously and want it to be so good, I just, oh my god. Like, it's stressing me out just thinking about it. Editing sex sounds to be where they need to be and be loud enough and not be overlapping. And believe me, there is a way longer process behind the sex sounds than you would initially think. But, you know, the end product sounds fucking sick. So that's all the hard work, you know, pays off. Kuro Winter asks, any advice for a beginner script writer? Hooey. This is gonna sound so shitty, but I'm just gonna say follow your heart, man. If you feel struck by inspiration, no matter where it comes from, write it down. Find a way. Even if it's, you know, a pen that you borrow from someone and you're writing on a napkin. Keep that idea with you, because there will be times you have writer's block and you just want to feel that inspiration again, and then you can just open your drawer full of fucking napkin ideas. I didn't start writing scripts until I started doing GWA, but I have been writing smut for a while. And by a while, I mean a few months, and then, you know, a few years back, that was my first time writing smut. But I think I've gotten a lot better at it. So I know how to paint a scene in my head. And being able to have it that vividly, I can do my best to paint that audibly. Because it's very, very tough to have everything the way you want a listener to be envisioning to do that, but only with one side of conversation. Like me saying, oh my god, do you see that? Is that? No. It's beautiful. Like, what the fuck am I talking about? I have to do my best to not sound unnatural while bringing you into my space. And something that doesn't sound natural is, wow, you're so beautiful in your red dress and your red heels and also your nylons and your hair pulled up like that. Wow. Because the other person would be like, yep, that's what I look like. What are you doing? Are you okay? So my advice for a beginner script writer is just see the scene in your head and write it that way. Doesn't have to be full sentences. Get something down and editing will come later. That is my advice. Doesn't have to be full sentences, could be bullet points, could be just words and descriptives, anything that you feel compelled to write down and share, do it, and then editing will come when you have the bulk of, you know, whatever scene you're trying to make, you know, just right in front of you. Just gotta put the pieces together. Moving right along. Confident Research asked, do you have a favorite tag or type of audio as a voice actor for recording, challenges, fun, etc.? Is there a chance that you plan to expand your lovely Safer Work acting to Pillow Talk audio? Oh. Huh. I have seen Pillow Talk audio before, but I never thought to upload there. I don't want to be someone that's just like, I'm going to post the same thing on like 12 different subreddits because I love attention, because I do love attention, but I also hate annoying people. So Pillow Talk, if you think that's a good place for my Safe for Work stuff, absolutely. Because when it comes to the Safe for Work stuff, I don't mind sharing it in as many places as I can, because at the end of the day, I just love helping people. With my Not Safe for Work audios, I love helping people get off. That is hot as fuck. But for the Safe for Work stuff, it's all about just being with you and helping you through whatever you need. This next statement may be cringe to some, but it is an absolute fact. I am an empath. I feel other people's pain. I carry a lot of other people's issues just without even thinking about it. And it is purely unintentional, simply because I want to alleviate stress and pain for other people, because I have been there. So, of course, I'm going to expand my safer work acting library, I suppose. Today, when this is going up, it's Thursday. So yesterday, I just put up a new commission that was kind of like a guided breathing and, you know, helping you work through the process of forgiveness and having patience for oneself. So I absolutely love that I am being able to make more content in that light and help this person that's commissioning me, as well as anyone else who might need to hear these same words of encouragement and affirmation. Definitely more to come with my safer work acting. And I suppose I'll be posting that on Pillow Talk Audio. Thank you for the recommendation, Confident Research. I mean, I'd say my favorite tag for myself recording would be, you know, the most natural thing that I fall into, which I guess tends to be DDLG, Daddy Dom Little Girl. It's just something I can play with, being quite subby myself. Anything submissive really is very, very natural for me, so that would be the easiest content to make. Okay, now we got some fun questions here. Not that the other ones weren't fun. Oh dear, no. Let me try that again. All right, moving on to other questions. GED Audio asked, okay, most important question you'll ever receive. Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, shag, marry, throw off a cliff. Like, fuck, marry, kill. Let's see, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy. I suppose I'd marry Santa Claus because he'd be like a sugar daddy, giving me all the good stuff, and I'd make sure he gives me anything for being naughty and nice. Easter Bunny, throw off a cliff, you know, it's, I'm not gonna fuck you, you're a bunny. And then Tooth Fairy, I mean, you're a freak, you pay people for their teeth, but I'm not gonna kink shame you. Sneaking into people's houses and taking their discarded teeth is a little bit weird, but I guess you're they are being compensated. And you know, I've never fucked a fairy, so let's go, we'll try anything once. That's a great question, thank you. Establishment OK 1143 asked, Trevor Belmont or Alucard Teps? I actually don't know how to pronounce that last name. I just know Alucard. And it would be Alucard. That long hair, though, definitely, I am a whore for long flowing hair on gentlemen. Yes, please. Thank you. And for those of you who don't know who either of those characters are, that is from Castlevania. Get educated. Pardon me, I need to drink something. My throat's getting a little rough, in case you can't hear it. Okay. I'm sipping on some Arizona green tea because I'm doing Sober October, and I hate it. I could friggin' kill for a beer right now. But anyway, okay, Perky Poo asked, have you ever had a peanut butter and sweet pickle sandwich? No, that sounds fucking gross. I do not like pickles. Would you try one if someone said they were good? Simply because I have told myself I would try any food that isn't, you know, poison. I try it all at least once, so yes, I would eat it. Though I hate pickles, I would give it a shot. if someone like just handed me a peanut butter and sweet pickle sandwich and said, do you want to try this? I'd say no, but I would try it anyway. Do you have any weird combos that you really like? Examples, all real. Peanut butter and potato chip sandwich, peanut butter and cottage cheese sandwich, and grilled peanut butter and tomato. I don't know why all the weird sandwiches I know involve peanut butter, but there you go. Yeah, you really like peanut butter, man. Weird food combos I really like. I don't mean to sound boring, but I genuinely cannot think of anything. Oh my god, am I a boring person? Do I eat boring food? I'm having an existential crisis now. Thank you for your question. I cannot think of any weird food combos that I really like at the moment. If you have to transform into a witch, vampire, or werewolf, which would you want and why? Absolutely be a witch. Vampires can't go into the sun unless you're Blade, and I am not Blade. And werewolf, I don't like not being able to, like, control the state of my body. And therefore, I am choosing witch because also witches are fucking dope. Have you ever seen a witch's cottage? Like, ever? In a movie or in, like, pictures, fantasy settings? They're dope. I fucks with crystals and potions and whatever. Nobody would fuck with me if I was a witch. Absolutely choose witch. What's your dream job or career? It's interesting how many answers I've had to this question just in the last, like, 4 years. I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to be a recruiter and help people get jobs and be able to work. I wanted to be a YouTube content creator. I wanted to be a comedian. And yet, in all honesty, I really love doing this. If I could make an actual living, a comfortable living, editing audios for sex workers, including myself, that would be amazing because I love, love, love the editing process. And then that would coincide with being able to help others if they wanted to, you know, up their quality of work. I would show them, you know, hey, I can absolutely help you with that. All it takes is a little noise reduction, maybe a multiband compressor, some hard limiting, filter and EQ, you're good to go. And it is quite flattering when I do my own audios and I see people telling me just how much my voice affects them. It's, oof. Nothing quite like that feeling, I'll tell you what. So, yeah, honestly, truly, my dream job or career would be being able to do this. All the freedom in the world to explore any possible kink, you know, do commissions and help people with their audios if they want, people that just want to hear more of me, any aspect of that. Truly, I am not shy. What do you look for in an audio, assuming you listen to them? Do any voices get on your nerves? There are a couple performers that have voices that get on my last nerve. Oh, God. And that's part of the question. That's not something I'm saying. No need to name them. Just looking for a description of your preference. Soft, gravelly, deep, accented, scripted, improv, ramble, fab, collabs. Oh, my God. What do I look for in an audio? Doms. Male doms. Not that I mind male subs. I actually like the audios that I've been working on recently that involve me kind of nurturing or you know, taking care of my good boys. But for my own private time, absolutely male doms. Deep voices, gravelly works for me. Soft can be nice too. You know, some BFE. Accents are fun. whether you have an accent or not. If you got a deep voice that's gonna tell me what you're gonna do to me, it's fucking, let's go. ramble faps, definitely. Those really do it for me because it feels less like acting. It just sounds like you saying what gets you hot to get you off, and that kind of talk is just marvelous, especially when you like get really lost in it when you're getting close to your climax and they're like just saying, why aren't you fucking here? I want to fuck you and stuff like that. That's like, ah, chef's kiss. That's so good. Improv, definitely. And scripted is also fine. You know, I'm not that picky. I'm in it for the voices, and then whatever picture you want to paint for me, I'm along for the ride, pun intended. Sometimes I'm in the mood for some hardcore degradation. Other times, you know, I want to be the good girl, the good kitten, you know, DDLG for certain. I'll just scroll down GWA until I find something that makes me go, ooh, that sounds nice. Sexiest vegetable and sexiest fruit. Okay. Okay, sexiest vegetable would have to be zucchini, simply because I fucked myself with one a couple months ago. That is a true story. And sexiest fruit. The first thing that comes to my head is a nectarine. They are so juicy. And the way that, like, you bite into one and the juice just, like, dribbles down my chin and, like, stains my shirt. Just being able to enjoy a good, juicy nectarine, that's sex. that right there is that good. Oh, I totally forgot. My bad. Do any voices get on your nerves? Yes. And I don't really feel like going into more detail. I'm not going to be any more specific than that, but yes, there are voices that get on my nerves. These last few questions are from an extremely talented, erotic audio producer, Bruised Shins. You should go check him out if you're interested in male voices, because, okay. What is the first album you ever bought? Middle school, I bought Gwen Stefani's Love Angel Music Baby, and that featured What You Waiting For, Rich Girl, Holla Back Girl, you know, the shit is bananas, Bubble Pop Electric. It's got so many good ones on there, and honestly, I'm glad I didn't get in as much trouble for listening to it. Probably because I had my Walkman, so I could listen to it myself, and my parents didn't hear me listening to songs that go, tonight I'm gonna give you all my love in the backseat. Gonna speed it down and slow it up in the backseat. Oh, shit. I definitely spent about I got $20 to go to the mall with, and I bought Love Angel Music Baby. Do you have certain songs that you play when you're trying to get in a certain move, like driving, housework, studying, sex? In short, yes. In long, yes. I'll start with studying. I honestly wish the 24-hour lo-fi radio to study / sleep / relax / chill to was a thing earlier in my life, because that really would have helped me in, like, high school and early college. But usually when I'm studying, I opt for jazz. I was raised listening to jazz with my mom. So Miles Davis, Herbie Hancock, John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman, some Gershwin, that kind of stuff, really, really helps me kind of soothe my mind and not get too stressed over whatever I need to study for. Granted, I haven't studied in a long time. Maybe that's why I don't listen to as much jazz nowadays. A song that gets me in a certain mood for housework. Just anything that's really upbeat, things I can blast on my speakers. That's the only way I do any kind of housework, chores. I have to be blasting music. Nothing would get done otherwise. Some specifics as of late would be Spaceman by Fits and the Tantrums, Trouble's Coming by Royal Blood, Golden Touch by Jackson Gamble. Oh, and Crescendals by Daft Punk. As long as I got those heavy beats going, I can accomplish anything. A song that I play to get in the mood of driving, probably Pendulum. That's a band. Any Pendulum song makes me feel like I'm in a Fast and Furious movie, but of course I'm staying in the speed limit. A song that I've really been loving driving to has been In Over My Head by Grandson. The Prodigy. Yeah, the same Prodigy that did Breathe and Twisted Firestarter. I love things that can bump my bass. That's really what I have been getting really into lately, is just things that really pack a punch. In electronic music, like Savant, Madion. I'll even pop on some Deadmau5 and Skrillex now and then just to remind me of how fucking wild college was. And last but certainly not least, music to play when I'm trying to get in the mood for sex. A song I've been listening to lately, actually, to get me in the mood for recording, feeling really sexy, is called Goddess by Gyra Burns. Because I'm a goddess, I'm fucking flawless, let's not be modest, because if you fuck with me, I might just change your life. That kind of stuff. I have a whole playlist of feeling myself music that includes Last Laugh by Fletcher, How to Be a Heartbreaker by Marina and the Diamonds, Forever by the Veronicas, Bad Girls by MIA, of course Feeling Myself by Beyonce and Nicki Minaj. But for sex in person, something that has been really turning me on has been Tear You Apart by She Wants Revenge. Every time I hear that song, it's, oh my god, my heart is fluttering just even hearing it in my head. That really, really gets to me. Sorry about the clicking sounds. I'm going through my playlist to make sure I don't neglect anything. Them Changes by Thundercat. On the Level by Mac DeMarco, and Lebanese Blonde by Thievery Corporation. All of those songs I just mentioned absolutely just kick me into gear. I'm just ready for the sex. I didn't know what else to say. That was really stupid. And Bruised Shins also asks, what is your favorite food? And what is a food you hate and don't understand why people like it? My favorite food is probably sushi. Fresh fish. I am a slut for salmon. I unagi, eel. Or as my friend from college would call it, sea bacon. Because that's exactly what eel is. And honestly, all manner of Asian cuisine at all. I am talking Chinese food, Japanese food, Filipino food. Give me the dumplings, give me the ramen, give me the fish. All of that, yes, please. I could live off that for the rest of my life. But truly, if I got to actually have one food anytime I wanted it, it would be sushi. What is a food that you hate and don't understand why people like it? Honestly, I'm just trying to think of the last thing that I tried to eat that I didn't like, and that was pickled okra. I mentioned in an earlier question that I do not care for pickles. And pickled okra just sent disgusting shakes down my entire body. I had to spit it out. My roommate just reminded me that I don't like licorice, which is also true. I like red vines when I can suck on them and get like the initial flavor, but then when it comes time to like actually eat it, I just spit it out. And while I was chatting with someone on Reddit, they asked me what kind of beer I prefer. And truthfully, I don't have a preference of beer. I love all beer. And actually, this is going to sound funny. that is fizzy water. Because again, Sober October, it's the worst. It's torture. But I mean, if it's that bad, probably means I need a break anyway. But I love hazy IPAs. I love a good Pilsner and a good session, during the summer. Darker beers like porters or stouts, I typically save for later in the year, when it's colder, because they're so filling, and it just feels like something that is matched perfectly with colder weather. On game day, you know, I don't mind the easier beers because we can throw them back easily, like Corona and Modelo. I understand a lot of people really like IPAs simply because they, if you're looking to get drunk, they get the job done the fastest. But I have been really enjoying IPAs lately because of the strong flavor profile. How fruity they can be, the hazy ones for certain. They can taste like candy sometimes. It's dangerous. And then you read the bottle or the can and it's like, oh, okay, so this is 9%. Jesus. Yeah, I'm a big fan of beer. I used to be one of those people that said, you know, oh, I don't like beer. It's, you know, it's basically piss. I don't like drinking piss. And now I realize that that's only the opinion of someone who hasn't even tried to like beer or find flavors that work for them. The beer that first got me into enjoying beer was Great White by Lost Coast Brewing Company. I remember that day so vividly. It was at this apartment complex I was living in, and there was like this little patch of grass, like this barely even considered a yard, in the corner of it. And I just laid out a blanket and I hung out with my roommate and one of our close friends, and he brought over a 12-pack of Great White, and it was very light and easy to sip on, and I was like, oh my god, is this the quintessential college experience? Perfect sunny day, just chilling. It's like a Wednesday, and we're all just getting day drunk on some delicious light beer. It was wonderful. Perfect. Oh, how I yearn to be able to drink like that again. Jesus Christ. And that's that. That's all the questions, I believe. I don't think I've skipped any. I'm just scrolling through now. Yeah. Thank y'all for the questions. This has been an absolutely awesome time. I will be doing monthly AMAs on my Subscribestar. Of course, I got to do a little promotion for that. And for people that say, no, I just can't imagine paying for porn when I get it so much for free. You're not just paying for, you know, exclusive content. It's just saying, hey, you make really good stuff. And you know what? I'm down to throw you $5 every now and again. Thank you for making cool stuff. That's it. That being said, I'm looking forward to posting much more in the near future, and hopefully the far future. I would love to keep doing this. Guess I gotta start looking into some more scripts. Or maybe some commissions will keep me busy, who knows. All I know is this has been a wonderful time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one of you. that followed me and helped me hit the 1,000 mark and even beyond. I've greatly enjoyed the ride here at GWA. Pun intended. If you've listened to all of this, thank you so much. I didn't think I'd be able to keep anyone's attention for this long. Hopefully I'm remotely entertaining. Shout out to the people that turned this on just to have background. I see you. I see what you're doing. I appreciate it. Get done what you gotta get done, man. And for those of you that did make it to this point, I want you to know that yes, I really, 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 really do enjoy sucking cock that much. And every time you hear me gagging and whimpering on a cock, I am having the fucking time of my life. Have an excellent rest of your day, morning, noon, night. And you'll be hearing much more from me very soon. Thanks for all the support. Mwah.